helped determine the future of Camp Courageous. After 45 years, Charlie Becker is going to focus on the Camp Foundation. So Camp Courageous is looking for its next executive director to handle the day-to-day operations and year-round programs of the camp near Monticello, Iowa. For more information, go to campcourageous.org and click on the Looking for CEO tab. The search for Charlie's successor is on at campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the second full week of March 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers over a summertime program back in 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. The camp program team has been busy. They packed up the camp's minivan and they headed off to North Star. This is where what we call Camp to You takes place. It's a chance for us to bring our program to you. So it goes out to a lot of school systems and a lot of nursing homes and a wide variety of facilities. Check out more about that at campcourageous.org. This is a respite weekend. The theme this week is Courageous Crafters, and a lot of plans are in store for the campers. Bites and Blockbuster is part of our travel program. They headed over to Chili's for great food and headed off to the Marcus Theaters for a great movie. And if you want to be a part of the Camp Courageous Travel Program, being a volunteer, just get a hold of Camp Courageous Travel Program on our main website. Just a reminder that Camp Courageous has a beautiful swimming pool out here. It's 6 lanes of swimming plus a therapeutic pool. We teach swimming lessons out here. We have water aerobics. For more information, go to aquatics@campcourageous.org and check out all the opportunities here at the Camp Courageous swimming pool. Have a big dance coming up, the King of Rock and Roll. It is a free event. It's going to be on March 20th. It's going to be free food. We've got a wonderful Elvis impersonator coming out, and it's going to be a great time. A big 104th happy birthday to Vera Gina from Manchester, Iowa. She led the Manchester Garage Sale for years and years. Her husband, Bud, also a wonderful volunteer here at Camp Courageous, passed away back in 2017. They have been married for 71 years. You know, the big question I find, because a lot of our volunteers out here live to be in their hundreds, that's not unusual at all, that maybe Camp Courageous could be part of the Fountain of Youth. So come check out our wonderful program here at Camp Courageous. If you'd like to send Vera a birthday card, it's Vera Gienup. It's at the Meadows at 200 McCarran Drive, apartment 304 in Manchester. A big thank you to our friend Dr. Jeffrey Brand. He's an associate professor of public relations at the University of Northern Iowa, and he gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to talk to his graduate students. We had a fascinating discussion. We talked about a wide variety of things, and Dr. Brand's children, Stephen and Brittany, are campers here, and we appreciate all that he has done to promote the camp over the years. Also, a big thank you to our friends at Iowa City Old Capitol Kiwanis. I love this group. It's like family to me as far as going back every year. A big thank you to them for inviting Camp Courageous to give a program. They've been wonderful supporters for many, many years. Heading to North Liberty this morning for an Optimist pancake breakfast. They're serving from 7 to 1 at the North Liberty Rec Building. Great supporters of Camp Courageous along with many other charities. Thursday we'll be over with KCRG with their 9 Who Care Awards. Our good friend and volunteer and camper Kevin Aronson will be receiving their award. Kevin started coming to Camp Courageous when he was 2 years old. A wonderful individual, and congratulations to Kevin Aronson for being one of the 9 Who Care Award recipients. Our South Cabin project is coming along well. We're remodeling that complete cabin. It was built back in about 1990. Provided financially by the South family, Bob and Liz South. And then there's going to be vinyl on the inside, and it's going to take a log cabin look. So it's really going to be something to see. If you'd like to support that, project, just get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous, or you can go to our website at campcourageous.org. Of course, anytime our facilities are not being used by campers, they're available for rental. So you can go also to the website for more information on that. We're going to have a free movie night up in Manchester. The Unbreakable Boy is going to be showing. It's on March 16th. It's starting at 5 o'clock. Once again, a free movie and something to see. The Manchester Garage Sale, Camp's largest fundraiser, is going strong. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, they're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Wednesdays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers that work that and all those that donate items. The need of the week is a coffee maker and a large visual timers for clocks. We've lost several dear friends over the last week or so. Wesley Menlicky from Charles City passed away. Our sympathy goes out to Wesley's family, a wonderful supporter of the camp for years. Also, Peter Nicholson, one of our campers, was 76. He really was very close to his brother, Bob, in Cedar Rapids area, and Bob's wife, Mary. He used to love coming and visiting. Did a lot of travel programs with the camp, San Antonio, Texas, to Yellowstone, to Toronto, Ontario, Canada. And Bob and Mary wrote, "Dear Charlie, we received notification of your family's donation to Camp Courageous in Peter's memory. Thank you from our entire Nicholson family. You are most generous, and Peter would be pleased. Pete loved his time at Camp Courageous. Your staff was accommodating and of tender spirit. Peter felt that unconditional affection and always looked forward to his annual visit. He also felt safe, which is so important to him and his family. And he loved his travel with Rollo. Thank you and all of the Camp Courageous folks. Best wishes on your new endeavor. Bob Nicholson, Mary Tarbox, and the Nicholson family." Also, Norma Hartmeyer passed away, with her memorials going to Camp Courageous. We're grateful to her for all of her support. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2025. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.